Hey, welcome. Today we're making your snares breathe and explode in a controlled, musical way. This is a beginner-friendly Ableton lesson on reverb throws for snares in drum and bass. By the end you'll have a simple send-return system that gives you quick slaps and long cinematic tails without turning your low end into mud. Let's jump in. Quick overview. We'll build a reverb return chain using Ableton stock devices. Learn how to automate the send knob to create short and long throws, tame the tail with EQ, saturation and compression, resample a tail for creative effects, and place throws in an arrangement so they actually help the groove. First, set up your snare. Put your snare one shot into a drum rack or on an audio clip and keep the low end clean. If the snare has sub-content, add an EQ8 on the snare track and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz with a gentle slope that prevents unnecessary bass from being sent to the reverb. Next, create a return track. In Ableton, do create, insert return track, rename it snare verb long or verb A, and drop Ableton's reverb device on that return. Set the reverb initial parameters like this and then tweak to taste. Decay time somewhere between 1.8 and 3.5 seconds for a long tail. Pre-delay 10 to 40 milliseconds to keep the attack, size around 40 to 70%, and moderate to high diffusion for a smooth tail. Set reverb's dry slash wet to 100%. Remember, the dry stays on the snare track, the wet is on the return. Now tame and color the tail, because that's critical for DNB. After the reverb, put an EQ8. Use the leftmost band as a high pass between about 160 and 300 Hz, with a 12 to 24 dB slash oct slope. This keeps the sub and low mid mud out of the tail. If the top end is harsh, add a gentle low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. After EQ, add a saturator for soft grit. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft sine or the default curve, and a dry slash wet around 60% if you want it subtle. Optionally, put a glue compressor after that to glue and tame peaks. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Threshold so you're compressing maybe 1 to 3 dB. Fast attack and medium release. Finish with a utility. Set width to around 80 to 100%. And if your mix needs it, you can reduce width later. So your return chain might read: reverb, EQ8 with HP at -200 Hz, saturator, glue compressor, utility. This is a reliable starting point. Create a second return for short throws if you want more flexibility. Insert return B with a shorter reverb, decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, and pre-delay 8 to 20 milliseconds. Keep it brighter and use less saturation. This is perfect for quick slaps and percussive ambience. Important routing note: send from the snare using the send knobs on the track, not the track volume. Automating the send preserves the dry snare attack, while adding wet ambience only when you want it. Practical send amounts to get you started. For a short slap, aim for around 6 to 18% send, a very short automation ramp of 50 to 150 milliseconds. For a medium throw, try 20 to 40% send with a quicker rise and decay. For a long tail, go 30 to 60% and hold that send for one to several bars. These are starting points. Your ears and the rest of the mix will tell you what to change. How to automate an arrangement view. Expand your snare track. Open the automation lane and in the device chooser select track, then sends, and pick A or B. Draw an automation spike for a short throw, a quick triangle shape that jumps and immediately falls over a quarter or half bar. For a long tail, raise the send before a bar end and sustain for 1 to 4 bars. Then fade it down. Always add small fades on automation breakpoints, 10 to 30 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. A little teacher note: use tiny fades or draw intermediate points to shape a natural sounding rise and fall. Linear jumps sound robotic. If tails are getting sloppy and fast, DNB, gate or duck them. Put a gate after the reverb chain and set it to close when the tail drops below a threshold, or sidechain the return with a compressor keyed from the kick or the snare to create rhythmic dips. That keeps the tail from filling every gap and preserves punch. Want creative effects? Resample a reverb tail. Create an audio track and set audio from to resampling, or select the return track as input if you prefer. Arm and record while you trigger the throw. Trim the recorded audio and reverse it or pitch shift it to create a cinematic swell before a snare hit. That reversed or pitch shifted tail makes a powerful pre-drop moment. A few common mistakes I see beginners make: sending low frequencies to reverb. Avoid that by high passing the return at 160 to 300 Hz. Automating track volume instead of the send. That kills the dry attack. Using too much wet so the snare disappears. If that happens, shorten decay or reduce send. And finally, Don't make every snare wet. Save throws for musical punctuation like fills, pre-drops, or transitions. Now some pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use M/SAQ on the return and high pass the mid channel at 160 to 350 Hz, while leaving the sides fuller above that. The result is a wide tail that keeps the center tight. Try gated reverb for aggressive punch, or create a second return with heavy saturation and a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz for grimy tails. Pitch shift a duplicate return down 5 to 12 semitones for big dark textures. You can also parallel compress a reverb return, compressing heavily and blending it in subtly to add body without losing dynamics. A couple workflow coach notes: small changes matter. Tiny tweaks to pre-delay, decay, and saturation can preserve groove while changing the throw's character. Always draft your tail in solo, then check it in the full mix. What sounds huge solo can disappear or swamp the bass. If your CPU struggles with many long tails, resample them to audio and use the rendered files instead of live reverb. Let's do a short practice exercise you can finish in 15 to 30 minutes. Create an 8-bar loop or a 1-bar DNB beat with a snare. This audio version is shortened for playback.